99% of all motorcycle gangs are law-abiding. That's comforting, I suppose, except for what it implies about the other 1%. Indeed, there are motorcycle gangs who refer to themselves as 1%ers, which means they take pride in their status as the 1% of bikers who are also outlaws. The most well-known 1%er gang is the Hells Angels. Others, who are less notorious but no more law-abiding, are the Pagans and the Banditos. Regardless of name, 1%ers distrust and subvert the authorities. They exist just outside acceptable society. For the past 4 years, television viewers have become accustomed with the life of such motorcycle gangs through the FX channel drama Sons of Anarchy. Well, in Mark's gospel, we read about another group that travels the road together. Today, the first four recruits are enlisted, but eventually there will be 12 members plus their leader, enough to qualify as a gang. They too distrust and subvert authority. They too find themselves just outside the bounds of what society deems acceptable. And their leader? Well, he was formed and trained by an outlaw, John the Baptist, as today's gospel offers us in a throwaway line at the beginning. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee. In fact, this gang's leader will eventually find himself crucified as an outlaw between two outlaws. I became fascinated by outlaw motorcycle gangs, 1%ers, a few months ago when I found on Facebook an old high school friend, Todd, with whom I'd lost contact. I have, by the way, changed his name to protect him and to protect me. Todd's Facebook profile included a graphic with fluorescent green lettering and a cartoon red devil. The graphic read Brazos, and I was intrigued enough to do a quick Google search. Turns out Brazos refers to the Brazos Motorcycle Club, a 1%er outlaw gang, and I soon learned that my friend is a Brazos prospect or probationary member. Now, depending on which news outlets one reads, the Brazos motorcycle gang runs guns, traffics in drugs, and otherwise participates in organized crime. I don't know how much of that is true. But I do know the Huffington Post reports that last October, the Los Angeles Brazos got into a gunfight with a rival Hell's Angels chapter over which gang could lay claim to the neighborhood Starbucks. Only in the 21st century, I suppose. And two men ended up dead of gunshot wounds. Not wanting to learn any nitty-gritty details that might require him to kill me, I did not ask Todd any questions about the Brazos, but I did begin to frequent his Facebook profile and monitor what he was up to. Soon, virtually every post on Todd's profile referenced the motorcycle gang. Todd even changed his name to Knuckles Slide, a moniker apparently given him by the club. He was marked, tattooing his entire right arm in a virtual sleeve of flames. He now wears only green, including a denim vest covered with Brazos patches. Todd's a firefighter by training, and he has even given up his job and opened a new small business with its own logo printed in that conspicuous Brazos fluorescent green. I suspect that the business is a front for the motorcycle gang. One day, another Brazos prospect posted on Todd's wall about how arduous the membership process for the gang is. And Todd's response was, "It takes everything you've got, but it's worth it." The call of Simon and Andrew, of James and John to follow Jesus is actually not so different. Jesus walks by and says, "Follow me," from which a number of radical moves occur. These four, you see, are the middle class of their day. They own their own boats and their own nets, and they provide for their families. And yet something about Jesus causes them to leave it all behind. They give up their livelihood and front for a leader who will refuse again and again to concede to societal convention. Simon will even receive a new name, Peter, the Rock, indicative of an entirely new identity. These four and their friends will be faced repeatedly, both before and after the death of their leader, with situations that demand that they either present the easy way the world deems acceptable, or else in their words and their actions, with every decision, large and small, present an alternative way of being. One that declares God's grace in their lives as evidently as if they were covered in fluorescent green patches. That is what it means, after all, to fish for people. It means for the followers of Jesus to participate in his work evidently and overtly and contrary to what people expect or accept. These four, who Jesus calls today, will essentially give up who they are when they become members of Jesus' gang. Except we don't call them members. We have a special name for this kind of loyalty, this kind of self-giving. We call it discipleship. On his Facebook page, my friend Todd lists his religion as agnostic, but that's not so. Everything about Todd makes clear that his religion is, in fact, the Brazos Motorcycle Club. He has laid his life at its feet. He has changed his name and marked his body and given away everything for its cause. Todd has become a disciple of the Brazos gang. And that is, by any definition, a religious commitment. I find myself asking, what is it that makes someone give up everything for identity in a one percenter gang engaged in brutal criminal activity? Likely, part of the allure is power. A sense of invincibility that comes with traveling the road among others who carry guns and ride around in a pack. But I suspect a bigger part is that the Brazos care for Todd. In a world in which purpose is superficial and fleeting, they give him meaning. And he has become an icon for them. Through his new name, his attire, the markings on his very body, and his daily labor. As Todd said, "It takes everything you've got, but it's worth it." Now, a harder question for us. If Todd can turn his life over, wholly and willingly, to a one-percenter motorcycle gang, to a group of thugs who stage shootouts at Starbucks, Why can't we turn our lives over to Jesus the Christ, who bleeds grace and saves us? When one meets Knuckles Slide on the street, there is no doubt that he is a Brazos disciple. When one meets us, is there any indication at all in our names, in our dress, in our words, and in our actions that we have given our lives away? That we are disciples of that outlaw crucified between two outlaws? Todd is marked by a right arm that is tattooed in a sleeve of flame. But lest we forget, we too are marked, sealed on our foreheads by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and marked as Christ's own forever. We are not members of this or any church, not primarily. We are disciples of the outlaw Jesus, who declares pardon where the world would condemn and who loves where the world hates, and who extends grace where the world so suffering. There is power in following this Jesus. There is strength. For those who live in Christ, ultimately and forever, we are invincible. But more importantly, Jesus the Christ cares for us, loves us. And when we gather around Him and with one another, we are able to embody that care in ways that can move the world from brokenness to grace. We disciples can become icons of the outlaw Jesus we claim to serve. And when we do, our lives take on meaning unlike any other we've ever experienced. A meaning so deep that all worldly locations of meaning, including the Brazos Motorcycle Club, become grotesque caricatures by comparison. Jesus calls us today. The time is fulfilled, he says. The kingdom of God is near. When you leave this place, will anyone know you are a member of this outlaw gang? Will anyone see the mark? Will your words, your actions, and your decisions reveal the leader in whom you find your deepest meaning, your very life, and your new name, Christian? It takes everything we've got to follow this outlaw Jesus. But it's worth it. Amen.